Welcome back inside the huddle. Overtime as we're waiting for Coach Crawford to call in. A big win for the Lady Hot Dogs last night at Crawfordsville. They beat the girls 43-31. They actually had about a 20-point lead in that ball game, Isaac, and that's something that is kind of not normal for the Lady Hot Dogs, but they handled themselves very well. There he comes. Good coach. Thanks for calling in. But, you know, I want to talk to him about that when he gets plugged in here. And man, I was just so happy and so excited for the gals last night. I think that ball game meant a lot. All right, Coach Crawford, have you tuned in?
Yep, I'm here.
Man, thanks. Last night was outstanding. I tell you what, great night for hot dog basketball, and your girls played extremely well last night.
Well, thanks a lot. We did. It was a, we got the double dip last night. You know, we got the first win, and then the boys played really well and got the second win. I really thought in the second half we were able to get out and run and make some shots. You know, Ella made two or three really good finishes. Vanessa had a couple of big buckets underneath, and we got the back door from Ashley, and it was a really, you know, and then to get 14 or 15 points in the fourth quarter was really good.
Yeah, well, here's what I take from it. They came out in a 2-2-1 full court press, and your girls handled it very, very well, and that's probably been a bugaboo for your team throughout the year, but your girls have grown so much over the last part of the season, you got to be so tickled to death.
Oh, I am. I tell people all the time that this group of girls, they just soak everything up. They work really hard. They have a sense every day coming in and just wanting to get better. And a lot, too, over the last month, the last five or six games, we've gotten healthy, and our starters are, they're all playing together, and it makes a big difference having your full group of players. Like early on, we had multiple players out for three, four, five games in a row. And now that we've gotten back and we've got healthy and we're putting the pieces together to figure out, you know, playing with one another, it's been really, really fun to see. The girls have done a fantastic job.
Well, you got to be just, you know, beyond yourself with Vanessa. Man, she has grown so much in the game of basketball and is a dominant force out on the floor now.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been really working with her, pop into the middle and looking to make plays. And she's done fantastic with it, just seeing where the openings are. And if they give me the shot, I'm going to make the shot. If I see two people, I'm going to kick it. And then if I've got a one-on-one matchup, I can attack the paint and get to the rim. So I couldn't be more pleased.
I believe in the third quarter, Sarah was down playing defense, hands straight up. The gal went up, ball came loose. She gets called for a foul, and I can still remember her look. She looked around like, how can you call that on me? But, you know, your girl's so even-tempered, not a big deal. Game moves on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've done a really nice job over the end of the season here, the last five or six games, of just next play, right? No matter what happens, let's go, you know, something doesn't go our way on the defensive end, let's go get a bucket, right? If something doesn't go our way on the offensive end, let's go down and get a stop. It's been really neat to see how the girls have kind of put it together the last five or six games.
Well, your coaching style is perfect for this basketball team. Before the first half, I think it was Daisy was coming out of the ball game, picked up foul number two. She comes by you. You don't say anything to her, but then you roll down to the bench, give her the fist bump. But you know what? People think, well, no big deal. It's a big deal because your girls are still learning how to play the basketball game, and you've got a coach supporting them in everything they do.
You know, the basketball season can be a grind at times, but you know what? We've got we've got a group of girls that just they work extremely hard. They're a fantastic group of girls. And you know, that's the job of a coach, right? You pump them up, you tell them what they're doing well, and you know, enough positive praise. You reinforce the positive, and then it's like they'll see what they do well, and then just go from there. So, you know, it just the more positive praise you can give kids, the better off they're going to be.
Yeah, Lou Tice, who's has passed away, but he was a great motivator. Tells a story of when he was a football coach, and he was a big part of the ball game, important part of the ball game, and his punter shanks one. So he comes off the floor, off the field, he grabs him, goes, "Man, what are you doing out there? Sit on the bench and think about what you're doing." So he goes back out and it does the same thing. And when he comes back in, he's now shaking on him and getting on him, and then he realized, well, I just told him to think about what he was doing, and all he's thinking about is a bad thing. So you're so right about staying on the positive side of things, and I think it's paid big dividends. You play a three-guard offense, a forward and a center, I guess you can say that way. And Ella McAtee, who we haven't spoke about, player of the game last night, did a great job on a couple of breakaways and shooting the ball.
Oh, it's been really cool to see Ella progress into more of a scoring role, just being more confident attacking the bucket. I mean, those two or three finishes she had last night, where she caught the ball at half court and there's three players back for Crawfordsville, and she explodes past them, and she finishes at the rim for a right-handed layup. And then two or three possessions later, she gets the same thing at half court, takes two or three dribbles with her left hand, and goes to the rim, gets hit, finishes through contact. And that all, you know, we've been really looking to push the ball to get her out on the break. And those two or three finishes she had last night in the, I think it was the early part of the fourth quarter, were just huge for us. And then, you know, she was able to start the game. You know, she hit the baseline jumper, hit a three, and then she gets fouled in the corner, and she hits three free throws right in a row. And you know, it's with her, the confidence she's playing with has been really cool to see.
So this is why the Lady Basketball Hot Dogs are a great basketball team. Last night got the game started in a different stroke, and it didn't have to, but you know, Frankfort went, yeah, that's cool, let's do it that way. So Crawfordsville had a senior who was injured, just got injured, couldn't play, but the game was set up where the tip went to Crawfordsville. They threw it down to her, who was down on the block. She takes a shot from the paint, scores the basket. You get the ball out of bounds. You get a two-point timeout called, and then the game actually gets started. You know, that to me says a lot to the Frankfort High School program.
Oh yeah, like I've always said, they're just a fantastic group of ladies. I mean, they're just, I can't say it enough. They're just a really, really phenomenal group of ladies. And you know, when Crawfordsville's AD and coach were like, "Hey, can we do this?" It kind of hit home a little bit with me too, because my sophomore year, I wasn't a senior, but my sophomore year at Goshen College, when I played, I tore my ACL and lost the whole season. I had played 8 or 9 games and couldn't play anymore. So it kind of hit home a little bit with me, like, yeah, you know, I mean, when you tear your ACL, you know, that's it for the season. So absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was good for Taylor there, for Crawfordsville to get the bucket, and then game on. So,
Coach, let's turn our thoughts now towards the sectionals. Everybody says we play in a really tough sectional. You do play in a really tough sectional. You're going to play West Lafayette, a team you played earlier, no, down the home stretch here, and didn't play out very well. What are you expecting Tuesday night when you play the Red Devils?
Oh, we're going to get after it. We're going to compete. We're going to play hard. We're going to reinforce our energy, effort, and enthusiasm. And I mean, when you play a good team, you break the game up into 3 or 4 minute small games, and you know, if it goes your way, all right, let's play the next game. Let's play the next 4 minute game. And if if that 3 minutes doesn't go your way, let's reset and let's keep competing in the next 3 or 4 minutes. And you just break it up, and every little chunk of time, you focus on what you did well, focus on what you need to get better. And we're just gonna go play hard. We're gonna compete. We're gonna reinforce the things we've been doing all season, and just go get after it. And you know, that's all you can do. You focus on what you need to do, and you know, if you do enough of those things well, and you see where it goes. I mean, West Lafayette's a good team, and there's, you know, four other teams in our sectional who are, you know, top 15 in 3A. But you know what? So what? You know, no matter who you're playing, if you can get more layups, you can get to the free throw line, you know, you just and make plays, which we've been doing a lot of over the last 4 or 5 games, making basketball plays. You just go attack. Be confident.
Three-year starters will be returning. Ashley Vasquez Rivera, Daisy Santos Valdez, and Ella McAtee, all your guards. You got to be pretty excited about that, and your underclassmen's coming up are looking pretty good too, right?
Oh yeah, the future is bright. You know, Ashley, Daisy, and Ella have made phenomenal strides this year, coming in from their sophomore year to this year, and really the expectation is it's going to be no different, right? They're going to be in the gym. They're going to be around in the summer, you know, learning, getting better. And then coming into their senior year, the third year of playing varsity basketball here, I mean, I'm expecting them to do very well next season. And then, you know, we've got our girls coming up from the JV that have done nice things that we'll reinforce and just say, hey, you know, it's here's what we need to do. And get after it with the freshmen coming up with the JV coming up to move up. And then, you know, we've got our incoming eighth grade that we're going to get rolling this summer, get them into the gym. You know, after our season ends, how far we go in the sectional here or in the tournament, you know, I'm going to start being around at practice with the junior high and stopping in and seeing the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade play, working with them. In the spring, we'll take the sixth, seventh, and eighth graders and play a few games, and I'll start teaching them what we do. We did that last year too, and then take them in the summer, and then the eighth graders will be with as they're coming in to be freshmen, we'll start working with them, getting them integrated with the high school kids, and it just all keeps moving forward. It's like building a house, brick by brick. You just continue to get better, and then the finished product is, you know, is a house. Just like a basketball program.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's hats off to you. You came in under a situation where the program was really, really struggling, has been for quite a while, and in probably 2 years' time, you've now taken it to making the turn. That you can see, everybody can see that the girls are playing better, and they're playing like basketball players, and I mean that in a positive way. I don't mean that in a negative way or making fun of anything. But then you can see the fun on their faces, even though they may not winning, but they're competing, and it's just a different atmosphere for you and the Lady Hot Dogs.
Oh, for sure. And that's just, you know, that's just hats off to the girls. They're just soaking everything up that we're trying to do. They're trying to do everything we ask them to do. They're learning, they're competing. And you know, you talk about, you know, coming in, you know, last year, I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do as basketball coaches? You know, get work, you know, work top down, and now you start working with the middle school, and, you know, because those are your feeder program, right? Those are the kids you're going to have coming into high school. That's just, you know, it's getting to work, right? And, you know, this year I moved to Frankfort because I want to be around more, right? I want to be here in Frankfort for a very, very long time, and this last couple years is all a part of it, right? You just You just step in, you identify what you need to get better at, and you just get to work. And these last 2 years, the kids that we've had have just started all of that. And we talk to our seniors, Evelyn and Syra and Vanessa. They've left their legacy on what Lady Hot Dog Basketball is going to be. And that's all, you know, leave your legacy. And they have really, really done that. They have committed to it. They've set the standard, you know, for what we're trying to do. And I couldn't say enough about this group of ladies that we got right here. They've just set the course for what ultimately that we want to achieve here at Frankfort.
Coach, I know you're at practice and you want to get back to there, but before we head up or call it a day, I want you to talk about your varsity assistant coaches too, Bethany Best, Noah Dubree, and Maria Schaefer, as all of them have done a really, really good job helping you make this turn.
Oh yeah, you know, when you've got really good assistants, you know, it does make your job as a head coach so much easier. They're taking away time from their families to be here, and you know, I can't say enough about the job that they've done, and you know, building those connections with players, and you know, having them too. When I came in from last year, you know, they spoke a lot about the kids and you know the connections they've already built. It helps for me to continue that on, and I'm blessed and very thankful for Marie, Bethany, and Noah.
Well, Coach, good luck Tuesday night. Go get them, pull the upset, and make everybody in Frankfort proud of the Lady Hot Dogs.
That's the plan, and you just compete, go play, and we'll do that. We'll be ready to go. We have 2 days of practice here to get things going, and then once that jump ball goes up, you compete, you play, and you get after it. And like I said before, the girls, they've been nothing short of fantastic with their energy and effort and their enthusiasm about what we're trying to do here.
Well, thanks for taking the time out. We've been speaking with Coach Matt Crawford of the Lady Hot Dogs. Go get them Tuesday.
All right. Thanks so much, Don, and have a great weekend.
Yep, you too. Thank you. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Inside the Huddle, we went overtime today talking to all the girls' basketball coaches. It's been a fun time, and we wish them all the best of luck. Hopefully a couple of them will get to play each other as the Hornets and the Bulldogs match up in the championship game at Attica. Hopefully the Gophers will line up against the Cougars in the championship game at Delphi. And, you know, we'll go the extra mile and say good luck to the Lady Hot Dogs. They got a tough way to go, but they're playing pretty good basketball. Isaac, thanks for helping me out today on the board. And, Jamie, I know you listen, and we miss you here. We'll see you next week here on Inside the Huddle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next Saturday Inside the Huddle.